بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا بكم. Respected listeners, once again, welcome you to another episode of this program, the Jannah program on your favorite learning station, Radio Islam International. In this program, we are learning different features, different segments. In this program, we are having different informations, meaning of Muslim names, translations of Anashid, as well as the drama stories of the pious, and also some of the masnoon du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, some of the ma'thur du'a of the sahaba, the tabi'een, and pious people. All this comes in this program, inshallah. Don't forget that it's an interactive program. That means you can call us, inshallah, for the meaning of Muslim names, for the recommendations of Anashid, when you call the number 011-854-1548. Also, we have the email onair@radioislam.co.za. onair@radioislam.co.za. I'll be starting our program learning some of the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And hoping we get some callers and some brothers and sisters who call us for specific du'as to help the person get married to a pious husband or a pious wife looking for to marry. What do we say, what do we do, or how to go about that when it comes to du'as, that adhkar, that may help the person who is going in this process or wish to go in that process of marriage. And we always say that in the sunnah you will find always a way, the way and the method of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to deal with such issues. We find Islam is a way of life, organizing all fields of life, organizing how to live our life according to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's way. So in this regard of marriage or looking for a good husband or a good wife, what a person is supposed to do, we may give some few etiquettes in addition to the du'as or the masnoon du'as or the mustahab du'as where a person can say, inshallah, that can help in that field. Number one is istighfar. Istighfar is very important and very helpful in that matter. Making a lot of istighfar every day, you will find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is helping you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is supporting you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is removing any obstacle that may be in front of you or stopping you from the way of marriage. Sometimes, especially the men, they find difficulty, financial difficulty to get married. And istighfar is a solution for that. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says and tells us that من لزم الاستغفار جعل الله له من كل هم فرجا ومن كل ضيق مخرجا ورزقه من حيث لا يحتسب. That anyone who is accustomed to making istighfar every day make 100 times, 70 times istighfar, or even more, with the intention, inshallah, that you get married and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open the way for you. Astaghfirullah wa Allahumma aghfir li wa Allah forgive me. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to make dua and make istighfar every day. And the sahaba in one narration says 100 times, another narration says 70 times in a gathering. He used to make istighfar. So we learn from that it's very important to make istighfar. And as we said, as it comes in the Quran, actually, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says on the tongue of Sayyidina Musa, Sayyidina Nuh, قُلْ تَسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ يُرْسِلُ السَّمَاءَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِدْرَارًا وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ جَنَّاتٍ وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ أَنْهَارًا. Say that, say, أَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهُ وَاللَّهُمَّ اغْفِرْ لِي. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send you rain. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you power. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give rain to children. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive you. So istighfar is one of the most important nasiha we give to the person who is willing and wishing to get married, inshallah. Then beside this, there is also another thing, another dua that a person can make, which is a dua of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam. And we learn from the Quran, we learn from the examples and of the prophets and the sahaba, how they used to lead their life, how they used to make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We remember the story of Sayyidina Musa when he was escaping from Egypt, and on the way he met the two daughters of Nabi Shu'aib alayhi salam, and then he made the dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after he have given the water to the sheep. What did he say? Rabbi inni lima anzalta ilayya min khayrin faqir. Rabbi inni lima anzalta ilayya min khayrin faqir. Oh Allah, oh my Lord, truly I am desperate, in desperate need of any good that you may send to me. I am in need of you. So this, a person can make this dua of this Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that, oh Allah, I'm depending on you, oh Allah, I am in dire need of any good that may come from your side. Then the person is indeed, inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help him, same like he helped Nabiullah subhanahu wa ta'ala Musa, and is mentioned in the Quran. Then he got married to one of the daughters of that pious man. The next is also a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sorry, it's a verse in the Quran. رَبِّ لَا تَذَرْنِي فَرْدًا وَأَنْتَ خَيْرُ الْوَارِثِينَ رَبِّ لَا تَذَرْنِي فَرْدًا وَأَنْتَ خَيْرُ الْوَارِثِينَ. It's a verse in the Quran. Also a Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says this one, this dua. رَبِّ لَا تَذَرْنِي فَرْدًا وَأَنْتَ خَيْرُ الْوَارِثِينَ. Oh my Lord, don't leave me as single. You are the best of the inheritors. See, that in the dua, you might think that it's very simple. It's very simple, yes, but it has many beautiful meanings. Oh my Lord, starting by praying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rabbi, my Lord, don't leave me a single person. You are the best of the inheritance. أنت خير الوارثين. One of the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, al-warith. So we seek the dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also through that. That attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then, beside this also, there is some other dua. Allahumma kfini bihalalika an haramik, waghnini bifadlika amman siwak. Allahumma kfini bihalalika an haramik. This is from the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And one man was asking Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for that, and then Rasulullah recommended this dua. Oh Allah, grant me halal that saves me from any haram. And grant me from your grace that which satisfies me from asking anybody else. Allahumma kfini bihalalika an haramik, waghnini bifadlika amman siwak. These are few du'as. I don't want you to give you more. There is many in the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and in the sahaba's examples also. But those inshallah are enough where we make du'a to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to get married. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the understanding.
تبسم تبسم وقلل الهموم وقلل الغموم وقلل الضجر ولا تستئس من طروف الزمان ولا تشتكي من طعون البشر. فوق النجوم وكن طامحا تجني طيب السماء. وحلل بحلمك فوق النجوم وكن طامحا تجني طيب السماء.
Samir al-Bashiri singing with his melodious voice this wonderful nasheed. تبسم تبسم وخلل هموما وخلل غموما وخلل ضجر. Smile, smile, get rid of depression, sadness and worry. Don't worry about the incidents of this life and don't complain from bad people's actions. Fly above the stars. With your ambition, you will earn the best of fruits. The nasheed go further and says, don't be depressed when calamities befall you. Don't you see the rains comes from amongst the darkest of clouds? Rely on Allah in every moment, and you shall find His support. Remember that with taqwa, you will find salvation and success.
إذا المرء يوما أراد العلا فلا بد أن يفتح السياق وقلل العزيمة أقوى سلاح فمن يركب البحر.
Each step you make will help you to achieve something, And the first step you make is to avoid being lazy. If you want elevation and nobility, then be serious and active. Let resolve be your weapon. He who dives in the sea will find the pearls.
تفاءل تفاءل ولا تيأس ولا تعتذر
بالقضاء والقدر تفاءل تفاءل ولا تيأس ولا تعتذر بالقضاء والقدر
وقل التفاؤل دوما شعارا وإن خالفتك ظروف الدهر
No success if you did not prepare. Strive and be steadfast, for with struggle you can overcome difficulties. Smile, for indeed life needs your smile.
أخي أنت حر وراء السدود أخي أنت حر بتلك القيود أخي أنت حر وراء السدود أخي أنت حر بتلك القيود إذا كنت بالله مستعصما فماذا يضيرك كيد العبيد إذا كنت بالله مستعصما فماذا يضيرك كيد العبيد فماذا يضيرك كيد العبيد أخي هل تراك سئمت الكفاح وألقيت عنك هليك السلاح أخي هل تراك سئمت الكفاح وألقيت عنك هليك السلاح فمن للضحايا يواسي الجراح ويرفع رايتها
The words of the famous Shaykh Sayyid Qutb, the author of Fi Dhilal al-Qur'an, In the Shades of the Qur'an. This is his poem, أخي أنت حر وراء السدود أخي أنت حر بتلك القيود. He wrote this poem while he was oppressed in the prison in Egypt. And he passed away, he was killed. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy on him. He says, My brother, you are free behind bars. You are free even in your chains. If you are relying on Allah, evil plot won't harm you. My brother, are you tired of struggling? Who then will be for the victims? Who will console their wounds and raise their flag?
أخي إنني اليوم صلب المراس أدك صخور الجبال الرواسي أخي إنني اليوم صلب المراس أدك صخور الجبال الرواسي غدا سأشيح بفأس الخراص رؤوس الأفاعي إلى أن تبيد غدا سأشيح بفأس الخراص رؤوس الأفاعي إلى أن تبيد رؤوس الأفاعي إلى أن تبيد أخي أنت حر وراء السدود
And if he'll go further and says, My brother, today I may be in jail, breaking stones in the mountains, and tomorrow I will break with my axe the snake's head. My brother, if you shed tears over my grave, then light the candles with my bones, and go ahead with it towards achieving new honor. My brother, if we die, we shall meet our beloveds. Indeed, the gardens of Allah is being prepared for us. And its birds are flying above us. What a wonderful life it is.
قبري بها في خشوع أخي إن ذرفت علي الدموع وبللت قبري بها في خشوع فأوقد لهم من رفات الشموع وسيروا بها نحو مجد تليب فأوقد لهم من رفات الشموع وسيروا بها نحو مجد تليب وسيروا بها نحو مجد تليب أخي أنت حر وراء السدود أخي أنت حر بتلك القيود أخي أنت حر
Almost half past 11 and you're listening to Radio Islam International. Right now, inshallah, we'll be listening to the drama Stories of the Pious, after which we'll be taking your calls for the meaning of Muslim names.
Throw it like that, boy. The streets is a place of dirt. Every day the neighbor throws his dirt in front of our house. Will you not do anything to stop him, sons?
What can we do, father? We can't go fight with him.
Inna lillah. Didn't you know that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Inna Allah nadif, yuhibbu nadafa. Allah is clean and he loves cleanliness.
Perhaps he knows, but he is a dirty man.
So we leave him like this, sons? Most of the time you are not here. I am alone and he troubles me a lot.
We told you, father, leave this house. We will sell it and we will choose for you a good old age home where you will stay there safe and serve 24 hours. But you refused.
Alas, you want me to go to an old age home while I have 3 sons? I brought you up and took care of you and I helped you to marry and have your own houses. And now you don't want to help me at this age?
Up to you, father. We just thought to help you.
La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah.
Our father won't leave the house.
What can we do? He's sick.
Let's go, brothers. Leave him to think deeply about what we said.
Assalamu alaikum. How are you, old man?
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
I'm the imam of the nearby masjid. From time to time I come to visit the people in this old age home. Hope you are feeling good here.
I don't like their food. I don't like it.
Do you wish I buy anything for you?
Yes, please. I desire some biryani, maybe some fruits.
All right. I will buy it for you. After salah, insha'Allah.
Jazakallah khair. You are such a noble man.
May I ask you, uncle, don't you have any sons?
I do. May Allah punish them.
Why?
It's a sad story indeed. They tried so much to get me into an old age home, and each time I used to refuse. But my health was deteriorating, and there was no one to look after me, especially when my sons are living separate from me. So they came to me in one night and told me...
Father? Father!
Sons, you came back! Alhamdulillah!
How are you tonight, father?
I'm feeling so cold, sons. So cold. Please, please warm up the house.
No, no. We don't need to warm it anymore. You are coming with us.
Really? Really, my sons? You are taking me with you? Finally, I will live with one of you in your houses? And you will look after me? Alhamdulillah, ya Rabb. Alhamdulillah.
And then, what happened, uncle?
They brought me here to this old age home.
Why didn't you refuse?
They said they will not come visit me in my house or help me anymore, and that I will die out of hunger and cold all alone. So I had to accept to stay here.
Inna lillah wa inna ilayhi raji'un. What an ungrateful children. You brought them up and looked after them and helped them marry. And now each one of them lives alone and don't look after you. And finally, they put you in this old age home and they don't even ask about you. La tabki ya am. Allah commanded them to look after you and help you in this old age while they disobey you and cut you.
I wish I didn't get married in the first place and have children.
Tell me, uncle, do they visit you?
No, wallahi. I will witness against them on the day of Qiyamah, inshallah.
Okay, uncle. I got an idea which will teach your children a good lesson and will let you live your last days happily, inshallah.
Idea? What idea?
Do you see this jar there?
Yes.
I will use it. I will fill it now with dirt. And then together, me and you will close it well with cement so that no one can open it or see what is in it.
Then
you will keep it under your bed. And when any one of your children comes to visit you, just tell him that he is your best son, and that after you die, you will favor him with a gift and show him this jar, and tell him he can open it only after you die.
But do you think they will come visit me? You think this will work? They will, inshallah. Leave this for me and just do what I'm telling you with each one of them. Do you think it will work? Inshallah, it will work. You will see. Now, let me prepare the jar and fill it with dirt while you write for me the addresses of your children. Assalamu alaikum. Are you Hassan Mansour?
Wa alaikum assalam. Yes, it's me.
Very nice business. MashaAllah. You are a rich man.
Alhamdulillah. How can I help you?
I have a messenger from your father.
What? Did you meet him? How is he?
He is good. Don't worry. But he wants to meet you alone. He told me that you are his best son. And that he wants to reveal to you a secret and give you a gift before he dies.
A gift? Secret? Yes, I am his best son. He is my beloved father. I'll go to him tomorrow.
All right, don't tell anyone because he doesn't want your other brothers to know.
I won't.
Father, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam, son. How are you doing?
Alhamdulillah, father. I'm so sorry. For a long time I didn't see you. I just couldn't handle it when your messenger came to me tonight and told me that you want to see me. I can't be late if my father needs me.
I always considered you my best son, Burhan, and I called you today to tell you that after I die, I want you to open this jar under my bed and take all what is in it for you.
Thank you, father. I'm really very grateful for you, and I don't think it's suitable for you to stay in an old age home anymore.
Then where will I go?
You will come with me, father. You will live in my house, so that my wife and children will look after you.
No. I don't wish to go anywhere. I want to return to my house, son.
Your house? But, we are about to sell it. All right, father, leave this for me. I'll convince my brothers not to sell it. And next week, I will come to take you there. And will let my wife and kids be helping you all the time.
Thank you, son. You are really my best son.
How's the plan going, old man?
I can't believe it. He brought so many things for me, so much food, and offered for me to live with him at his house.
He is greedy, same like his other brothers. There is Hassan coming. Look how many gifts he is bringing for you. I'll go now. Don't forget. Do the same thing like others. Let's see.
Father? Father! Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam, my best son, Hassan. I knew you'll come.
Of course I will come, father. I can't be late when I know that you need me.
Listen, Hassan. I am about to die. And I chose you to leave with you all what I saved in my life.
Really?
Put your hand under the bed. You will see a jar there.
Let me see. Huh? Yes, I found it, father.
Only when I die, Hassan. Only when I die, you can come and take it. And take all what is in it for yourself.
Thank you, father. Thank you. I'm so happy you chose me and favored me.
But please, do not tell your other brothers. They might envy you.
Sure, father. I won't tell them, and I will be next to you all the time, and will look after you.
But I have one desire.
Command me, father. Your desires are commands to us.
I want to live my last days in my house. Take me back to my house, Hassan.
Your house? Sure, father. We'll make a plan for that, and we'll be under your feet helping.
It did work, good man. All your children agreed to take you back to your house and offered to help you as well.
I don't know how to thank you, Imam. You did a great favor for me.
Inshallah, this lesson will be helpful to your children. They won't forget it ever.
I will miss you a lot, Imam.
I'll miss you too. I'll come to visit you in your house, inshallah. في أمان الله شيخ منصور، في أمان الله، لا تنسانا من دعائك.
Here we are, Father.
Me and my wife will stay with you, Father. We will clean the house for you and look after you.
And me, Father, I will come see you daily. And my wife will cook for you the best of foods.
Thank you, sons. Thank you.
Rahima, please clean the room my father will sleep in.
Imam, alhamdulillah that I saw you. I'm happy to see you again.
I was nearby and I said I must come visit you. How's your health, old man?
As you can see, I am so sick. Please make dua for me.
La ba'sa tahurun, insha'Allah. How's your sons? Are they helping you?
Yes, Imam, alhamdulillah. It was such a wonderful idea. Each one of them are trying to please me more, so that he wins the job. I didn't know that they are so greedy like that.
Insha'Allah, this will be a good lesson for them.
Listen to me, Imam. I feel it's now my last days in life. But I'm worried that if my children find out that I left nothing for them but dirt, they will leave me and not bury me.
To this extent, they are evil?
Imam, I want you to sell my house for me and keep this matter secret.
Sell it? Why? And do you have the paper of the house?
Yes, I have it. I just want you to sell it and spend on my baria. And the rest of the money, give it as charity on my behalf. My children have their own wealth and they won't give even a pence as charity on my behalf. You know them. Please, please, Imam, do this for me. This is the last thing I want from you before I die.
La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. All right, Sheikh Mansour, I will do my best. Who is this man who spent on the burial of our father?
I think he's a close friend of my late father.
He was so affected by his death.
And he was crying.
Anyway, there's a secret I want to tell you, brothers. My father, rahimahullah, and nawwarallahu marqadahu, left for me a gift before he died. He left for me this jar of gold and dinars.
What?
Never.
He said this to me also.
Leave the jar. Leave it. My father left it for me.
Wallahi, he left it for me. He said I'm his best son.
Leave this jar. It's mine.
I think our father told the same story to all of us. So let's just share what's in it.
No, he gave it to me fully.
No, I don't accept this. He gave me the jar fully.
What's happening? Why are you fighting?
Our neighbor. How did you get here?
The door was open, so I entered and saw you fighting.
He always puts his nose in what doesn't concern him.
Not forgetting his dirt every day in front of our house.
What is the problem?
Our father left this jar of gold dinars for all of us. And we don't know how to divide it, since each one of us thinks that father left it for him alone only.
Gold and dinars? I got an idea.
Really? Say it.
Put the jar on my head and all of you come near me and hug me.
Then
let your wife hit the jar to break it with this thick stick. So the money will fall on all of us, and everyone will get his share which Allah ordained for him.
Do you agree on the solution, brothers?
We agree. I agree.
Let's do it.
Rahima, hit the jar.
The jar, not the head. Be careful, huh? Be careful. Oh, what is this? Oh, it's a very bad
what
smell.
What is a bad smell?
It's dirt. Our father deceived us all. He let us serve him for this jar of dirt.
And do a Muslim needs any money or payment to serve his parents and obey them?
Who are you?
He is the Imam who buried our father.
And also the owner of the house.
What?
Your father sold me his house before he dies. And he spent all the money on the poor people.
Alas, we lost everything.
You were ungrateful to your father during his life. However, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded you to look after your parents. Your father did not expect that you give charity on his behalf after he dies. He didn't even expect that you will offer to bury him. Shame on you. That's why he sold his house during his life. So don't blame him and blame yourself. Blame your greedy souls.
وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا إما يبلغن عندك الكبر أحدهما أو كلاهما فلا تقل لهما أف ولا تنهرهما فلا تقل لهما أف ولا تنهرهما وقل لهما قولا كريما واخفض لهما جناح الذل من الرحمة واخفض لهما جناح الذل من الرحمة وقل رب ارحمهما وقل رب ارحمهما وقل رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا وقل رب ارحمهما كما ربياني وقل رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا.
Quiero, gracias.
Yo voy a decir, para mí, es aquí un buen jugador.
Está bien, me rindo.
No matter where you come from or what language you speak, Berra's Motor Spares is a place to go. We stock motor spares and car accessories of high standards at an impressive price. Years of experience in the motor spares industry ensures that you get the best advice. Berra's Motor Spares, 48 Peter 8th Avenue, Alberton North.
Call us on 011-901-3100.
Devlin Cash & Carry. We are wholesalers of groceries and household products. For all your business and household needs, trust us for the best deals in the market. Devlin Cash & Carry, the place where you pay less and always get more. Corner Klepkas and Piston Road, Devlin. Contact us on 011-989-8800.
Madrasa Solihat, a girls' institution situated on 30 Bird Street, Mayfair, under the supervision of Maulana Rafiq Haturani, ensure that your child seizes this golden opportunity. Courses offered include 4-year Alima classes, HIFS classes, and grade 8 and grade 9 schooling available for girls in the afternoon, which is run independently. Please note, a full-time secretary is required. For more information, please contact 082-213-7678. For school inquiries, contact 082-295-4795 or 011-837-9822. Madrasa Solihat, striving to impart a high level of Islamic education while great emphasis is placed on tarbiyah.
فانهل من الجنان لك
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome back to our program Jannah. Right now, inshallah, we'll be discussing the meaning of Muslim names. In each program, we are having this segment in the program where we discuss the meaning of Muslim names and recommend also some names for both boys and girls. Please call us on 011-854-1548. Engineering for us for today, Brother Usama Radwan. He will be taking your calls, inshallah, on this number, 011-854-1548. All calls related to names, inshallah, is you can start dialing now. And also you can email us. The email is onair@radioislam.co.za. onair@radioislam.co.za. Please, when you're calling in, make your radio soft. Listen to us only from the telephone so that you can ask your questions without any echo and sound is clear, inshallah. Let's take the first call. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. I just want to find out the name Kayla and Safura. What is the meaning of Kayla?
The first one, Kayla, it's a Sahabiya's name. The meaning is not very clear, but we keep it just because it's a Sahabiya's name.
Right.
The other one, Safura, is a kind of a bird.
Oh, a bird.
Yes.
All right. And then Shamima?
Shamima means elevated and noble.
Jazakallah.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. A name that came to us via email, Muhammad Hanzala. The name Muhammad Hanzala. Muhammad means the praiseworthy. And Hanzala is a Sahabi name, and the meaning is a kind of a fruit which is medicating from some sicknesses and some diseases. So that's Muhammad Hanzala for a boy. Let's take the next. Okay, we're waiting for your calls. 011-854-1548. While waiting for your calls, we'll recommend also some names, and these are some names also via email. The name Hudhaifa is a Sahabi name. Many Sahaba have this name Hudhaifa. It means one who removes, inshallah, one who removes evil. Also, Hudhaifa is a piece of clothes. Then the name Rizwan is actually Ridwan. Not Rizwan, it's Ridwan. Ridwan is a good name and it means pleased and happy. Ridwan, pleased and happy. Then Zafrullah. Zafrullah means the victory of Allah. The victory of Allah. Let's take the next call. Assalamu alaikum. Okay, this one dropped. Next one. Okay, we're waiting for your calls. 011-854-1548 is the number to dial. Then we recommend the first name for today, Basim. A boy named Basim means a smiling person, also means a handsome person. Refers to the handsome person, Basim. Basim, B-A-S-I-M. Basim for a boy. Let's take the first call. Assalamu alaikum.
Hello.
Yes, I'm listening, brother.
I just want to find out the meaning of the name Faiz.
Faiq.
Faiz.
Faiz.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Faiz. Faiz, which means winner and successful. It's a good name for boys. Faiz.
Okay, shukran.
Right, jazakumullah khair. Let's take the next call. Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum salam.
Yes, I'm listening. What's your question?
The meaning of Zaybunisha and Fatima.
Zaybun Nisa, it's Zaybun Nisa, which means the ornament of the woman, refers to the beautiful woman. The other one is what?
Fatima.
Fatima, one who is weaned, and also Fatima is the daughter of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Ibsam Fahmida.
Fahmida means intelligent and wise.
Thank you.
Alright, jazakumullah khair. Let's take the next call. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum
salam. I'm listening, what's your question?
What's the meaning of Zinat and Zainab?
Both of them have the same meaning. Zinat means ornamentation, decoration, refers to the beautiful girl. Zainab means a kind of a tree that have a very beautiful appearance, so it refers also metaphorically to the beautiful girl. However, Zainab is better because it's the name of the daughter of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and some of the Sahabiyat as well.
And Nana, what's the meaning of Asma?
Asma is Sahabiya's name and the meaning is elevated and noble.
Jazakallah.
Right, jazakumullah khair. Alaykum salam. Let's take the next call. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaykum salam.
Yes, what's your question?
I would like to know the meaning of Maliha and Maria.
Maliha means beautiful.
Maliha.
And, yes, Maliha. Maliha. Yeah, it means beautiful. And the other one, Maria, means pure white or fair in complexion.
Okay.
Maria is a Sahabi's name, okay?
Yes.
Right, jazakumullah khair. Let's take the next call. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu
alaikum. Wa alaikum
assalam. I would like to know the meaning of Shaista and Firoza.
Shaista, Persian name, means polite, and Firoza means precious stone.
Okay, and Salma?
Salma means peace and secured, and it's a good name.
Okay, Jazakumullah.
Right, Jazakumullah khair. Let's take the next call. Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum salam.
Yes, sister, I'm listening.
Okay, I need to know the meaning of the name Khadija.
Khadija is newborn, and it's the wife of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's name.
Jazakallah.
Right, Jazakumullah khair. Let's take the next call. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum, Mawlana.
Wa alaikum salam.
I wanted to know about Nabiha.
Nabiha. Yes, Nabiha is a good name, and Nabiha means intelligent, means wise, means clever, smart. All are meaning for Nabiha, and it's a good name for Nabiha is a good name for girls.
Oh, Jazakallah.
Right, Jazakumullah khair. Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah. Let's take the next call. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Yes, I'm listening.
I want to know what the meaning of Huzaifa, Muhammad Zakaria, and Huzaifa.
Hudhaifa is, as I said before, it's a Sahabi name. It means one who removes. Muhammad Zakaria is two names. Muhammad means the praised one. The Zakaria is the prophet name, means one who remembers or one who has good memory. And the other one, so the last one is what?
Nusayba.
Nusayba.
Yes.
Nusayba means a girl from noble family. It's a good name and a Sahabiya's name as well.
And Zainab?
Zainab means beautiful. We just spoke about it.
And Muhammad and Humaira.
Humaira means a girl with reddish complexion.
Okay, Jazakallah.
Right, Jazakumullah khair. Humaira also was a title given to Sayyidah Aisha radiallahu anha. Let's take the next call. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. How are you, Mawlana?
Alhamdulillah, sister. What's your question?
I wanted to know the meaning of Tayyiba wa Tata.
Tayyiba means pure, virtuous, kind, good. It's a good name for girls.
And Mulana, Firdaus?
Firdaus is the highest stage in Jannah. And it's a very good name also for girls.
Jazakallah, Mulana.
Aye, Jazakumullah khair.
Alaykum salam.
Wa alaykum salam. Allahu akbar. Let's take the next call. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaykum salam.
Yes, I'm listening. What's your question?
I want to know the meaning of Yukabid, please.
Yukabid. It is mentioned in some narrations, but the meaning is not very clear about this name, but we can keep it. We'll try to find out the meaning for the name, because it's not Arabic.
Okay, Jazakallah.
Right, Jazakumullah khair. Okay, the next call, Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Zaybun Nisha. It's actually Zaybun Nisa, which means the ornamentation of the woman or the decoration of the woman, refers to the beautiful girl. Alright.
Khairun Nisha.
Jazakallah. It's Khairun Nisa means the best of women. Khairun Nisa, the best of women. Right. Let's take the next. No more calls? Okay. So, Jazakumullah Khairan for listening to the Jannah program for today. From my engineer, Usama Radwan, from Misa Mahjad, Subhanakallahu bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruk wa natubu alayk, wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.